It's not a Monday morning without a bit of Wagner, and that's a little taste there of the Melba recording of the State Opera of South Australia's production of Wagner's Ring Cycle. You may have heard late last week the reports that Federal Arts Minister George Brandis approved a $275,000 grant to the classical music label Melba Recordings. He did that back in April. However, the grant wasn't subject to the competitive processes that normally inform such decisions. The Australia Council wasn't involved. It was all at the Minister's discretion. Minister Brandis declined the invitation to join us this morning to talk about the reasons behind the decision, but we're joined instead by Arts Hub columnist Ben Eltham and owner of independent record label Jazzhead, Andrew Walker. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
Ben, I might start with you. You are the journalist who broke this story last week for Arts Hub. Talk us through it. What's the fuss about here?
Well, Melba Recordings has quite a history of getting funding straight from the Federal Arts Ministry. In 2004, it received $5 million, which was a huge grant at the time for a fairly small record label. And over the last decade, it's got about $7.5 million from governments of both political persuasions. What was interesting about this particular grant was that it appeared to be hushed up. There was no mention of it, no official announcement. Minister Brandis didn't cut a ribbon or anything like that. When I got a tip about it, I had to basically approach the ministry and ask very nicely, had they given out $250,000? And that's how we found out that they had. So I think that this is a little bit irregular.
Look, I'm thrilled to hear that your nice voice, Ben, gets results. That's good journalism there. So did they give you any kind of explanation? Did they talk about why they bypassed normal processes?
No, absolutely not. No, we still really don't know how this funding came about. We understand that some lobbying's gone on, but neither Melbourne nor the ministry really would explain exactly what happened here. We know that there was no application process, there was no funding round under which this funding was handed out, there was no peer review process, there was no assessment of the merits of this grant by any kind of panel of industry experts.
We want an arts minister, though, who's personally engaged in the art form. I mean, ministerial discretion, what's the problem with it, Ben?
Well, you're right. George Brandis is the arts minister, and ultimately he can dispense money from the federal budget with the approval of the Treasury, I suppose. I think there's a couple of issues here. The first is that we have a system of arm's length arts funding in this country, and one of the reasons we do is so that we can have a little bit of distance between political leaders and the sort of things that they give money out to. The idea is that it actually protects both the politicians and the industry from claims of favouritism or political favour, of nepotism, whatever. And the other reason is that peer review is a very valuable process that enables experts and people with wide knowledge in the field to make informed assessments about the way that arts dollars are handed out. And as we know, it is a very scarce funding environment, and in the federal budget, more than $100 million was cut out of arts funding this year.
So given those cuts and the kind of challenges faced by the Australia Council, Ben, how do you read this decision? Do you see it as a sign that there's less appetite for that arm's length arts funding than there was before?
It is a concern that the two instances where funding has been given, fresh funding, if you like, new funding has been given this year, both have been to institutions with links to the Liberal Party. The first was the Australian Ballet School. That got $1 million in the budget to build a school to help buy a building for their new live-in accommodation and school in Melbourne. And the second was this Melba Recordings funding. So you've got a situation where both of those organisations have documented links to Liberal Party figures, whether it be board members or ambassadors and patrons. And I think we are running the risk of a perception here of favouritism beginning to emerge in the portfolio.
I'm going to bring Andrew Walker in at this point. Andrew, as well as being the owner of your own independent label, Jazzhead, you're also the treasurer of the Australian Independent Record Labels Association. How do you feel about this news?
Well, look, I'm here today speaking on behalf of myself just as a label owner and as a, you know, private business owner, I guess, and the independent labels do operate in a very difficult environment, particularly when you're talking about art music and art music styles and you know, other aspects of the arts as well, not just music. It's a very difficult environment to operate in. So on the one hand, you know, I celebrate the private business person's chutzpah to get up there and go direct to an arts ministry to source funding to keep their business afloat and support the artists that practice with them. But on the other hand, I do find Melbourne's history in this particular instance interesting because of their long history of direct funding from the arts ministry from both sides of politics. As Ben's article in the Arts Hub talks about, the funding was originally granted in 2004 and then extended under once the government changed hands. It is a funny thing when you have an arts advisory board to step outside that and to take and not to take the expert advice available to you. But it would be interesting, as Ben said, I think, to find more about the reason for this decision and to see if this is a practice that the ministry would like for all of us to go direct to source our funding so that we can explain directly the needs for our revenue to be boosted as well. And look, it's a very, to my mind, it's an odd thing. I agree that having some distance there is between the money and the distribution of it is very important, particularly given the perception that may go out. And in an environment where cuts are going in and around all over the place, to see something perpetuated like this is quite odd.
Andrew, I suspect that the threat of arts organisations across the country bombarding the inbox of the minister will be a useful way to get us some answers on this. But thank you for your time. Thank you both of you for bringing us up to date on this issue. Ben Eltham is industry columnist for Arts Hub, and Andrew Walker is the owner of independent record label Jazz Head.